you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Keith Murphy, and I host Sound Off.
And I'm creepy Keith Murphy, and I help John Sears get ready for the show.
Sound Off has entertained fans for 18 years.
For 18 years, I've used Ed Wilson's deodorant.
Don't be like this me. Watch Sound Off.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. The Final Four is set, but John, right now, this is a sports and pop culture show.
Is it ever?
And there is an Iowan who has the WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt.
Seth Rollins. Davenport native.
Is the champ.
A.K.A. Colby Lopez.
Has two names.
A.K.A. Tyler Black.
Has three names.
He did it all tonight. Look at this. This is previous video of him just dominating in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rollins.
I think you could see in this
28 years old. Dream come true.
That's probably a case full of cash right there.
That's probably got at least $3 million in it right there.
Wow. All right. Iowa.
Seth Rollins.
Iowa rules. Our sound-off survey tonight. That was a nice move. That was a sweet move. Down to the Final Four. Will Kentucky go undefeated? Yes. 40-0? No. Kentucky will go 38-1 or 39-1. Vote at whotv.com/sports. Kentucky already off to the best start in college basketball history. Will the Cats beat Wisconsin and then Duke or Michigan State? It's one of our hot topics. Kentucky's quest for perfection, challenged by Notre Dame, drove the most watched college basketball game in cable history. For me, a busted bracket dueled my Irish heritage. Irish won the duel, but not the game. Clutch props to Kentucky for making its final nine shots. John Calipari didn't win National Coach of the Year. That's a sign people think he cheats or think he just rolls the basketball out there. I'm sure one of those is not true. The Big Ten lands two teams in the Final Four. I don't know what that means about conference strength top to bottom, but I do know what it means for what we care about most. We underrated the Big Ten. Conversely, we overrated the Big 12. No teams in the Elite Eight doesn't mean everything, but come on, it does mean something. It also hurts that the Big 12's two best teams, Kansas and Iowa State, were bounced by much lower seeds. Steve Alford's team didn't have the credentials to make the tourney, but Alford always fails forward, and he did it again. Knowing Alford's past, he'll parlay this into a big raise, contract extension, and coaching offer from the Cavaliers. UAB coach Jared Haas knows how to make the most of his moment. One stunning upset over Iowa State, and Haas doubled his pay. Fred Hoiberg has given no indication he'll be anywhere but Iowa State next season. That hasn't stopped countless stories from speculating Hoiberg is a candidate for an opening that doesn't even exist. That seem fair to you? The Cubs may send Chris Bryant to Iowa for a couple weeks, not because Bryant's not ready for the bigs, clearly he is, but rather to keep Bryant an extra year before free agency. May be smart, but it's not right. Cubs fans deserve every effort to win right now. The Barnstormers dropped from AFL to IFL in part to win more. The Barnstormers are 1-3. All road games, but one has to wonder what size crowd they'll find when they finally play at home. The Wild haven't won at home since January.
What?
The organization makes all the right moves off ice, but on ice, losing is a tough sell. And the number one selling throwback jersey for the state of Iowa is Joe Namath's number 12? What? It's a cool jersey, but we're not in Jets country. John, what do you think?
There's no way that is legit. Namath? I don't know anyone who even owns a Jets jersey, period, let alone Namath.
Never seen one here.
Keith, I think Wisconsin-Kentucky is the game everyone wants to see. Unfortunately, I think it's a round too early. I think the Badgers and Wildcats are the two best teams in the country. I said 3 weeks ago on Twitter, Wisconsin can beat Kentucky. I still believe that. In fact, if the Badgers play like they did against Arizona, they will beat the Wildcats. We don't give a lot of love to women's basketball, but I'm going to give a tip of the hat to Iowa point guard Samantha Logic, arguably the greatest all-around Iowa women's player ever. Logic ended her career in style, a triple-double against Baylor. And just how good was Logic in 4 years for the Hawks? She's the only player in NCAA history with over 1,400 points, 800 rebounds, 800 assists, and 200 steals. No one else has those numbers. Not anyone from UConn, not anyone from Tennessee, Notre Dame, Stanford, you name it. Logic is a special talent. Finally, I think this Chris Bryant saga is much ado about nothing. I get the whole extra year free agency thing. I get it, but come on. That's 6 years down the road. What if he gets hurt? What if he doesn't pan out? What if he loves Chicago so much he re-signs with the Cubs? Bryant will be in Chicago at some point this year. Just sit back and enjoy it.
But fans, they've waited more than 100 years, and they think they have a shot. Sporting News picks the Cubs to win the World Series. They want to start strong. They want Bryant over there. He's batting, what, 500 in spring training?
I think he's batting 2 million in spring training with 55 home runs.
It keeps going up and up and up. Let's start some calls here. Chad in Des Moines. Chad, what has surprised you about the NCAA tournament?
Not much has surprised me other than, you know, and that's my question. Is it Izzo or his ability to take a under-talented team this far? And every year he seems to be able to take it. I think you'd take a Y team to the, you know, 16. I'm just, you know, you could take anybody there, but they seem to be playing well.
Chad, it's amazing a good
to
point.
Watch them play at this level. I think it's, you know, peak talent or coaching or both, you know.
it's both, Chad. They've got talent on this Michigan State team. But this was supposed to be a bubble team a few weeks ago.
This is a 7 seed. Remember, the Hawkeyes were a 7 seed. Michigan State's better than Iowa, but this is a 7 seed going to the Final Four.
Izzo's unbelievable about getting his team better as the season progresses. And this is great for the Big Ten. Two teams in the Final Four. No way around that. Karen, what
Hello.
Do you think? Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I think we're really lucky to have 5 teams, women and men, in this stuff going on. And I want to tell you, I have Joe Namath's poster from Leonard Nimoy in my bedroom. So,
nice.
Hey.
So Joe's in your bedroom.
There's the one Namath fan.
Yeah. Yep. But have,
oh, no. There's a lot of Namath fans out there.
I'm a Namath fan.
You just haven't met them.
But do you have the jersey? No, man, somebody's tickling her feet.
She loves Namath.
Woo, man.
Then maybe Namath is
maybe Namath's there. Tammy, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I have a bracket going with a friend, and it's real tight with me and him, and it's like within one or two points.
All right, so Tammy, who do you have winning the championship? I'll tell you if you're going to win.
Kentucky, actually.
Oh, Tammy, you're going to be fine. You got it. You're going to
lock it up.
Lock it up. Tammy, you're going to win. I do think Kentucky's going undefeated, but John, you like Wisconsin's chances.
I think Wisconsin can beat, I'm not saying they will, they can beat Kentucky. Kentucky's not invincible. Notre Dame should have beaten them.
We should have told Cyclone fans to put the cups back on. We're talking about the NCAA tournament. We've got this sad video of the hallway walk is awful, isn't it, when it's over?
The one thing worse is going into the locker room to talk to the players after a loss like that when they're not expected to lose.
The Hawkeye walk. This year, I think the Northern Iowa might have looked like the saddest video. Seth Tuttle was really, really broken
up.
Yeah,
he was pretty shaken up about it.
He was. Yeah. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice judges, Drew B. says, John Sears looks like the Wichita State Shocker. Old Spice. He's the hair.
His name is Woo-Shock?
It is now. His name is Woo-Shock.
It's Woo-Shock.
I thought Woo-Shock was a gangster rapper. But Woo-Shock...
Part of the Wu-Tang Clan.
...is the mascot for Wichita State, or it's John Sears. Alec Nielsen says Aaron White, as drawn in the Des Moines Register recently, looks like Howdy Doody. Old Spice.
Didn't like that one.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that. Yeah, okay, well, he's the judge.
So the Big 12 was overrated this year. Maybe you're right, or maybe you're just making a guess that's as accurate as a sundial in a submarine. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Like us on Facebook and join the conversation. Sports updates all hours, all week at Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Randy says, even if it ended all pain, hunger, suffering in the world, I couldn't bring myself to cheer for Notre Dame.
Woo!
Man, that's hardcore.
Dylan writes, if it means Calipari leaves for the NBA like some are saying, then by all means, let him go 40-0. They'll probably have to vacate the wins eventually. Otherwise, go Big Ten.
Some of you are asking who are watching this on streaming why your feed disappears for a little bit.
That's highlights when, embargoed.
Yes, that's when we're showing NCAA highlights. We have a very limited amount of NCAA highlights we can show from the tournament and are not allowed to show them at all
online.
On the internet.
Yeah,
those
stream.
Are the rules of the NCAA and the CBS networks. The Big Ten rules and Big 12 drools.
Or is it the other way around?
I'm not sure.
Either way, it's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, our team's NCAA tournament run ended way too soon. What began with so much promise amounted to a mouse fart. But never fear, the Cy-Hawk rivalry can shapeshift like a Navajo shaman. It moves from the Cyclones and Hawkeyes to the conferences that they play in. Now, we might despise teams like Wisconsin and Oklahoma all year long, but when they're the only teams from the Big Ten and Big 12 left standing in the tournament, well, suddenly we get behind them. We say that's because we have something in common with them, but it's really because we think that their success somehow makes us look good too. And that's an argument that has more spin than a roller skate, of course. Wisconsin's success has no reflection on Iowa. They smoked the Hawks this year. And you can't suggest that Oklahoma's Sweet 16 makes Iowa State look better. Oklahoma's success is in the same tournament where Iowa State found no success. And here's another thing. We love to pretend that the NCAA tournament is a good judge of conference strength. It sure is easy to do it that way. Two Big 12 teams make the Final Four? Well, the Big 12 must be the best conference in the country. Well, three of them lose in the first round? Well, then the Big 12 must be overrated. We do that with bowl season and football, too. It's a nice, clean, simple way to do it, and it sure gives off the perception of being true. But you have no way of telling if it actually is true. College basketball begins each new year with a preseason poll. That poll is based on last season, which is over, and guesses about this season, which hasn't started yet. The higher you're ranked in that poll, the better your reputation, and your reputation can be hard to shake. The non-conference season in basketball is filled with weak opponents. The conference season is nothing but conference opponents, so it's all a terribly shallow, subjective view. It's like saying that Des Moines has a reputation for skyscrapers because the principal building is taller than anything in Iowa, Wyoming, Arkansas, and Spearfish, South Dakota. The NCAA tournament is the biggest basketball tournament in the world. But the perception that it's single elimination games can truly judge the overall quality of the individual teams, let alone their conferences, is silly. North Carolina won two rounds. Iowa won one. Iowa State stomped Georgia State, who beat Baylor, who beat Iowa State, twice. Look, the king of March Madness is often the best team in college basketball. And it's the best method that we've got to determine a champion. But it's a single elimination tournament, not the end-all be-all of quality analytics. Those who want to make it something more, just to help their own cause, they're what's bugging me.
Nicely done, Andy. Who's in Your Five is next as Carolina makes an appearance but Iowa doesn't. Plus, more of your live takes on Sound Off. You can always join the conversation on Twitter. Kyle tweets, a conference should be judged on its entire conference, not its two best teams.
Joe says, Iowa State 90, Iowa 75. That's the only Big 12, Big 10 argument I care about.
Randy tweets, I think most want to see UK and Duke fail, but man, that is going to be one hell of a title game. Seahawks, Pats-esque.
B. McCool says, I think Murph should leave $200 to all the listeners who stay up late on Sunday nights.
Is B. McCool suggesting I'm going to die soon?
I want you to leave some money to the listeners.
Wow. All right. Who's in your five favorite all-time NCAA jerseys? All-time. Number five, North Carolina. Number four, the Beach. Long Beach State. That is really cool. Number three, Marquette. You have to be a little bit older to remember these, but man, did people love those. Number two, Indiana State, partly because the I is the state of Indiana and partly because this is Larry Bird's jersey right here.
Yeah, that's cool.
And number one, classic from the early 90s, Michigan. That's just a good-looking uniform right there.
Those Fab Five.
Ooh, man. All right, let's get back to live calls here. Brent in Ankeny. Brent, what do you think here as Kentucky tries to go 40-0?
I think they're talented enough, but I think the only reason why they got the talent is because Coach Calipari cheats and he buys his players, and that's the only reason why his team is ever successful.
Well, they've had some banners taken down.
Violations, for sure.
Yep, for violations. And John Calipari is always, always recruiting. Mm-hmm. I mean, several people pointed it out on Twitter this week. Travis Hines of the Ames Tribune was one of them. Anytime that Calipari is interviewed, he doesn't really even answer the question. He just finds a way to let players out there know that he's a really good guy to go play for, and Kentucky's a great team to join.
Calipari, your offense looked great today. I know if you want to come to Kentucky, I'll get you into the starting lineup right away, and we can get this thing going again for back-to-back titles. That's kind of what his answers are like.
Nobody's ever been 40-0 or had 10 players go to the NBA. Thank you for your question on what kind of Gatorade we have. Chad is in Des Moines. Chad, Big 12. No teams to the Elite Eight. You think that means anything?
Well, I'm a Big Ten fan. I was just talking more on the letdown with the Big 12, and I really don't believe it's an insulated conference. But what do you attest all the early failure to?
That's a good question because this is the third straight year that the Big 12 has not had a team in the Elite Eight. That's becoming a trend.
Yep.
1 year is just kind of maybe an anomaly, but 3 years in a row, that's a trend of not having a team in the Elite Eight. And if you want to be called the best conference in America, you got to have some, at least a couple teams in the Elite Eight.
Well, you do because the NCAA tournament is what matters most to us.
Yeah.
Now, was the Big 12, when playing other conferences in December, the strongest conference, and did its RPI show it to be
for
the strongest?
Sure.
Yes, but what are we talking about right now? When do you care the most? Well, it's at NCAA tournament time. Some people say teams wear themselves out in the conference tournaments, but all the conferences have these tournaments now. So
yeah. It's hard to pinpoint what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I feel like the Big 12 has good teams, and then they've underperformed the last 3 years in the postseason.
180 former Tar Heels received a $200 check from the late Dean Smith. And we were there as Steve Krafsason opened his. That's part of Face Off. Coming up next. You can always email the show. These days it's almost old-fashioned. SoundOff@whotv.com. Well, 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 isn't this interesting? Two Big Ten teams are in the Final Four, and no Big 12 teams made it out of the Sweet 16. After football and wrestling pretty much kills that toughest conference BS, Dan the Hawk fan in Ames. Man, there is a lot of emails, tweets, and Facebooks about this topic, which Andy addressed in What's Bugging Andy.
Time for Face Off, where I, as in me, I do all the research, and Murph just pops off the top of his head. The late Dean Smith leaving every letter winner he coached $200 for dinner on him. That's just plain cool.
It's so cool. I'm sure it will spur others to do the same. It was interesting to see former Tar Heel and Hawkeye Steve Kraftsison open his check. It brought back this wave of emotions. What a neat thing.
Taking his family out to dinner on the coach.
Just like Dean Smith wanted.
Not the best, most fun week for Kirk Ferentz. He had to answer a dozen questions about his starting quarterback the past 2 years transferring. Then an ESPN story named Ferentz college football's most overpaid coach.
Ferentz was likely going to lose a quarterback either way, and I think he's losing the right one. Much as I respect Rudock, Iowa needs a big play quarterback, or at least one with big play potential. As for the money, man, this is the this is the albatross. This is the anchor that just keeps weighing Kirk Ferentz
down. It won't go away.
No.
Iowa State's basketball program is known for transfers in, but this week it was a transfer out. Clayton Custer, a big loss or no big deal?
In between, he was a top 100 player and provided depth at point guard, so it's definitely a loss. But as long as Monte Morris stays healthy, ISU won't miss Custer much.
It'll throw a wrinkle in if Monte leaves after next year.
Then they need
a point guard, yeah. A Bloomsburg baseball player was kicked off the team after he called Little League star Monet Davis a crude name. He later apologized, and Davis asked Bloomsburg to reinstate the player.
Davis showed the maturity of an adult, and the player is the one who acted 13. Oh, that's not fair to most 13-year-olds. I understand why Bloomsburg is holding firm, but I think it would be a better lesson for everyone if the school did what Monet Davis asked, forgive and put him back on the team.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah, I would like to see that, but so far it hasn't happened. Sound off survey results. Will Kentucky go undefeated?
Ooh.
John, this is a close vote.
Closer than I thought.
Well, I think Notre Dame showed us something last night, right? Got people thinking, hey, this is possible. All right, 1 minute sound off here. Ryan in Adel wants to make sure we know that there was a big NASCAR race today. Ryan, what did you think? Ryan?
It's March Madness, which I like basketball.
Okay.
But it's March Mayhem with NASCAR. So I just wanted you guys to cover a little bit more NASCAR.
Well, Ryan, I think with your call you helped convert some more fans. I think some people that maybe previously
jumping on that NASCAR wagon.
They may now. If not now, if not then, after NASCAR, Billy is
Denny Hamlin doing. Though.
Denny Hamlin wins it. NASCAR Billy, help us out.
Hey, I know everybody's bracket is busted.
Right, but we're talking March Mayhem now.
Out there on that short track reminds me so much of the Iowa Speedway. And what about Danica? She finished seventh today. The best finish for a woman in a long time.
Yeah, and when if she ever wins a race, and that's looking like a big if these days. Hey, Cheeser.
Hey, Keith, how?
Hey, sorry, buddy. The buzzer went off.
We have plenty of time. Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you had the chance to say hi. That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the Sound Off Send Off, a transformation that starts wild and ends with energy.
Really does.
The Wild game finished just after 3 o'clock. The energy tip off at 7. So that gives crews here at Wells Fargo Arena less than 4 hours to switch the playing surface from this. To this.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.